In the southern Philippines, U.S. troops have been arriving. Their mission is to help train the Philippine Army and offer logistical support in the fight against Abu Sayyaf, a militant Muslim group alleged to have links to Al-Qaeda. The Philippines has had a long history of cooperation with the U.S. and Asia, but not everybody there is happy at the arrival of the Americans, as NPR's Rob Gifford reports now from Manila.
The joint operations are codenamed Balikatan, a local Tagalog word meaning shoulder to shoulder. But the response of some in Manila suggests not everyone wants to be shoulder to shoulder with the Americans.
Imperialismo!
The Philippines has long been one of Washington's staunchest allies in East Asia. The islands were an American colony for most of the first half of the 20th century, and U.S. troops were based here in large numbers until 1991. But for some Filipinos who gather outside the U.S. embassy every day, the return of the Americanos to Philippine soil has touched a raw nerve.
We believe that this is the incursion to our sovereign nation. It's a newly time colonization.
Until now, we believe that the Philippines is still a semi-colony of the United States.
The demonstrators keep up a daily barrage at the embassy. "Hey Joe, how many kids will you kill today?" screams one banner, echoing some of the protests of the Vietnam War. The demonstrators and some academics and politicians fear that the arrival of U.S. troops could herald a longer-term military presence, just 11 years after the Philippine Congress voted that two major U.S. military bases should close.
There will be no permanent basing. This is a temporary activity lasting for 6 months.
Secretary for Defense Angelo Reyes also denies that U.S. troops have come to fight, something expressly forbidden in the Philippine Constitution.
Philippine Armed Forces company, infantry company of about 100 to 120 people, there will be only two American soldiers. And they are there to observe and watch what's happening. And what they gain from watching and observing will be inputs to the training exercise.
Though most analysts say the comparison to Vietnam is overblown, the terrain where the U.S. advisors, as they're being called, will be advising is similar to Vietnam. Impenetrable jungle, where guerrillas can merge easily into the local population. But diplomats here say the Abu Sayyaf are not the Viet Cong. They say the group is a ragtag bunch of about 800 Muslim men on the southern island of Basilan, who have had links to Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network, but recently have been concentrating more on kidnapping and banditry. They've been holding an American missionary couple hostage for the last 9 months. Despite the vocal opposition, though, a recent poll says more than 80% of Filipinos are in favor of U.S. involvement. Many people say they're fed up of decades battling extremists and separatists in the South, and they hope the U.S. can finally help finish them off. Islamic specialist Asiri Abubakar of the University of the Philippines says there's also a deeper issue that needs to be addressed among the 8 million Muslims of the Philippines.
We are not just fighting rebellion or terrorism. We must fight, first of all, poverty. By fighting poverty, we hope we can minimize the encouragement or the attraction of joining rebellious activities or kidnapping activities or terroristic activities from the poor segments of our community.
That, say analysts, is a longer-term view that's not going to be solved by 6 months of U.S. military involvement. Diplomats here say the hope is that by defeating the Muslim rebels, peace can be brought to the region. That, they hope, will prevent groups like Al-Qaeda using the Philippines as a base, and also create an environment for outside investment that has, for so long, been scared away. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Manila.